This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Keep it cooking, keep it going. It's the DJD program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, on the way with a lot of information, maybe a little advice too. Jennifer Horn starts things off. I'm interested actually in all the activity at Disneyland. One of the hotels there is sued by some people who have an itch. They're scratching their their itches. What's the story?
Yeah, not just scratching their itches. Bed bugs is the story, allegedly.
Here the bed bugs lose their flavor on the bedpost overnight.
According to TMZ, Disney took a bug's life from the big screen into the bedroom. They've started to remove a bug's life from California Adventure. Maybe now they're installing it in one of their hotels. Who knows?
Lovely.
But there's a lawsuit that's been filed by a woman claiming that the Disneyland Hotel is infested with bed bugs, according to legal documents. Ivy Lizette Ewell Eldridge, how about that for a name?
I know.
Says she developed a severe skin rash over her entire body after she stayed at the hotel in April. She said that the hotel failed to tell her about a bed bug infestation. In the suit, she says, I'm going to start itching here. She says bed bugs latched onto her body while she slept and sucked her blood until they were gorged. She claims the rash was so bad that she needed medical treatment. And she's not just saying those things. She's got photographic evidence. And they're pretty gross. And they're available online, but I'm going to spare you. So she's hired Brian Vereg from the firm My Bed Bug Lawyer.
That's like right on the billboard, right?
My Bed Bug Lawyer.
Yeah, to represent her in court. She's seeking money to cover her medical costs, her pain, her suffering, and of course, her lost wages. Yeah.
Good for her.
There was also another, I don't know if you heard about this one, but did you hear about the Trump 2020 Disney scandal?
No. Some guy was shown the door because he flashed a sign on Splash Mountain. Is that right?
Yeah, just while we're talking about Disney, this happened at Disney World. But you know how they have the pictures that go off on certain rides? Splash Mountain is one of them.
Yeah.
And so as you come down the big slide, they take your picture. Well, a former Marine has now been barred from the happiest place on earth after he waved a Trump 2020 banner while he was riding Splash Mountain last week. His name is Dion Cinney. He's 49. He says he unfurled a pro-Trump banner in all sorts of places, not just Disney World. So this is like his thing. But he did this at the Magic Kingdom just to see what would happen.
Good God.
So crazy. Yeah. He posted about his experience at Disney World on Facebook last week. He put up the picture of himself with the political banner and a citation that he received from Walt Disney World. The citation read, quote, trespassed from all of Walt Disney World properties to include, but not limited to, theme parks, water parks, resorts, and Disney Springs. So he's been banned. Permanently prohibited.
What's the crime, though? Like, what's
for holding up a Trump sign?
No, but is it because? Is it because they don't have political signage is not allowed?
There are sign rules.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, there are sign rules.
Okay.
And he's been accused of violating them. It was a 20-foot pro-Trump banner, by the way.
20 feet.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
I thought this was like the dude on the roller coaster holding up a sign over his head. I didn't think this was.
How'd he do a 20-footer?
Okay, so he did 20 feet in the park. In the crowd, and so the Disney people took away his annual pass. They gave it back to him. I guess he got a second chance, and then he unfurled the smaller banner on the ride. Now they're saying that this is him not repeatedly not following park rules. So.
All right, speaking of
if you're worried,
Marines,
though, he said he's going to unfurl another pro-Trump flag somewhere in America in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Be on the lookout. Maybe in your neighborhood.
Sounds menacing.
In the middle of a field somewhere.
Yeah.
How about that?
So this past week was Veterans Week, Veterans Day on Monday. Where was it that the president went to surprise the Marines? Where did that take place?
There were some Marines in Washington, D.C. who helped put out, I guess, a big fire or something. So he and Melania went to thank them.
Oh, that was nice. The first woman, first female soldier completing the Special Forces assessment for the Army. She now has a chance to become the first female Green Beret. That's the first step of Special Forces training. Up next, she'll take the Special Forces qualification course. That takes a year. During that time, soldiers are trained in marksmanship, survival, unconventional warfare. It's all part of the Green Beret missions. The course also includes a focus on foreign languages, cultural training. That's another 6 months. So we've opened our military to all women for all positions. It's been a couple of years.
Great. Finally. It's about time.
Women have ascended to some unachievable ranks. At least that was what the bosses thought, but they have. So this is the first time a female has gone through this training for the Special Forces. She was the first one to join. It was 2017, I guess. They don't identify her, which is probably smart. But I'll bet she's one tough cookie. And there's no reason why women can't do this stuff. In a moment, the best airports and some other ancillary flying news that may or may not get you excited about flying. It's the DJV program, 14 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here, the new Cullinan. Named for the biggest diamond ever discovered, this is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Ugh, my feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to HeatHolders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on HeatHolders.com. Go to HeatHolders.com.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or steps of the pillow, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select style. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sixteen and change past the hour here on the DJV program. So, Before we get to a list of the best big airports in our country, you may be interested in knowing a couple of things about the most popular aircraft in the sky, the Boeing 737. There are several new incarnations of the 737 now. Been around since the 1960s, but the Boeing folks sell more of them than any other aircraft. They have a 737 MAX, that's what they call it. And then there's a 737, what the heck's the other? It's a, I don't know, there's a new, a couple of new versions. Anyway, the 737, a little longer, a little bigger, a little easier to fly, supposedly. But the plane that went down October 29th, the Lion Air flight, killed everybody on board. Boeing has issued a safety warning to pilots after this crash. Said in a statement, the bulletin directs pilots on how to operate the plane. Hey, that's good, huh?
It's always important. Yeah.
Just for the record.
American Airlines said this week that they didn't know. They have about 100 of these planes based in Miami. I'm going to be on one of them next week, flying to Miami, getting the plane to Lima. And I've not been on one of them before. But
Peru, not Ohio.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah, right. Thank you. They said yesterday, or they before, I don't remember, one day this week, that they didn't know that there were certain nuances to the plane. Boeing never told them that they could do certain things with the plane. And one of the pilots discovered by mistake, excuse me, whatever it is that they can do in the air to correct a problem. Because they weren't taught, because Boeing never said, this
Isn't
is what
to do.
Isn't
there a manual that comes with planes?
Yeah,
you bought it like a car?
That should be like first day, right?
Right.
Yeah. These problems, the erroneous readings that probably cause this plane to go down, causes the nose to point down instead of staying straight.
Oh,
it could be. You're right.
Maybe one of the most important issues.
Right. Yeah. And also, investigators this week determined a cracked engine fan blade was to blame for the accident last spring. The Southwest Airlines plane, remember that emergency landed at Philadelphia where the woman went halfway out the window?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that
one?
Wasn't that with the female pilot, right? And
yep.
She was praised as sort of like female
Absolutely.
Sully.
The engine was completely fell off the engine, blew
yeah.
up and fell off the engine. So the plane dumped to the left. And the fact that she could keep it in the air and get to the airport is a miracle. Only one person died, first and only person to die in a plane accident in this country since 2009. Anyway, inspections conducted around the world on these planes have found several other engine blades. And this particular type of engine, which is a new, this is an engine from CFM International. Used to be they all came from Rolls-Royce or General Electric or Pratt & Whitney. This is a new company, and I would say they ought to be going back to Pratt & Whitney or Rolls-Royce. Anyway,
yeah, sometimes
blades,
the lowest bid is not the way to go.
Well, I'm surprised that they're using them, Frank. This is not like Boeing to do this. Yeah, it's not smart. Anyway, so that's so most people don't even know what kind of a plane. I'm maybe the only guy here pays attention
to the
plane.
Oh, yeah, you're the aviation nerd. Because most people get on the plane and all they care about is there
Sit
a TV
down.
Screen?
Getting
right.
off.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. exactly.
Hi, Jennifer, the best big airports in the U.S., you want to go through the list quickly?
No, you, I don't. I'd rather listen to you do it.
Los Angeles. Well, I'm looking at there's a lot of stuff that goes into ranking these airports. But, I'm looking at Denver being number one, which is bullcrap. It's an awful airport.
Right.
Orlando, another awful airport. This is according to the Wall Street Journal rankings. All the airports I see in the top five are awful. Boston is 10, L.A. is 9. Interesting, the two airports I use the most. Charlotte, 8. Seattle, 7. Vegas, 6. Dallas, 5. Atlanta, 4. Phoenix, 3. Orlando, 2. And Denver, 1. Good God.
As the worst?
No, the best.
No, these are the best.
These are the best.
I think they're upside down.
Awful.
Yeah, it sounds
yeah.
like it.
These are awful. All right, anyway. 21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silent night, holy night.
It's Christmas music time. Actually, there's an ancillary reason for us playing Elvis's version of Silent Night, Holy Night. Silent Night, Holy Night. There's a...
Who is this?
This is Elvis. Yeah. We're playing some of these Christmas tunes. I decided that we would spend some time starting this week on Christmas music every day, a little bit here, a little bit there, to warm us up for the season. There's a new study that shows the majority of us have used music as a way to get to go to sleep. Scientists surveyed 650 people to see if they use music as a sleep aid. 62% of respondents said that they use music to help them fall asleep. Classical composers like Bach and Mozart being among the most popular choices. Those who used music were on average younger, had higher levels of stress, and had a poor quality of sleep. Researchers noted most participants relied on music to relax themselves because they thought it stimulated sleep and blocked noises that might keep them awake. But there is still a lot that the researchers don't know about the relationship between sleep and music, like if certain songs can make somebody tired or keep them asleep. There have been a few studies showing music can be effective for insomniacs who need to block out noises, regulate their breathing, monitor sleep. 1 in 7 adults has chronic insomnia, and women are affected more than men are.
Women are lighter sleepers than men, biologically, to hear really? Children crying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And guys, every guy I know just falls asleep anywhere,
totally.
Everywhere, all the time. 5 seconds in bed, suddenly they're snoring, and then you know you're a woman and you can't
really
fall asleep.
Really, Carrie? You
know
a lot of guys
oh, yeah.
like that?
Know
that
all about that.
Asleep. All guys are like that. I was literally like tossing
like
and turning for 45 minutes the other night. Lewis came to bed, less than 60 seconds, he was out and snoring. I don't know how men do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single holiday or every event that we have with my family, we look around and joke and take pictures because my dad and my grandfather are sleeping, sitting up in their chairs every time.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. All right. Well, there's the study on sleep, ladies and gentlemen. It's the guy's fault. Next, back to the music list here. We have the Do we do Harry? This is Harry Simeone, right?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We already did that one, but we're starting with Pentatonix.
The Pentatonix, and number 89 this year as we go through the top 100 songs for Christmas. Christmas to Me. This was a song that was new, was last year or the year before? Pentatonix, very popular Christmas time.
Yeah, I think it was off their last Christmas album. They have about, like, five of them, though, so I'm not sure.
Every year they seem to come out with a new one.
Yeah.
And it's good. So just for your information, Carol of the Bells, David Foster's number 100. I'll go through the songs we did this week. Frank and Santa Claus Coming to Town. Dean Martin, Silver Bells, number 98. I'll Be Home for Christmas. Bing Crosby, 97. Winter Wonderland, Tony Bennett, 96. Mistletoe, Frank Sinatra, Mistletoe Song, 95. Winter Wonderland by Michael Bublé, number 94. Harry Connick, Let It Snow, 93. Baby, It's Cold Outside, Brett Eldridge, number 92. The Little Drummer Boy, Harry Simeone's, 91. Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, Sam Smith, is number 90, 89 in the Pentatonix. Number 88, Taylor Swift checks in with Last Christmas. This is the most popular version.
I know.
This is my least favorite version of this song.
Yeah. Well, you're not a big Taylor Swift fan anyway, are you, Kara?
I'm fine with her. This song is just, I don't know. I don't like
She got
this version.
To be a better singer later on in her career.
How old is she when this was recorded?
Yeah, probably 15, 16,
16
something
maybe?
Like that.
Really?
No, I still like it. This is my Taylor.
Your Taylor?
This is when she was crazy. Still pretending to be country.
Yeah. Right. Before she started attacking Marsha Blackburn.
All right. I don't think, Carol. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play. Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech. Laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I have three or four or five positions that I'm thinking about. Of that, maybe it's going to end up being two, maybe, but I need flexibility.
President Trump sits down with Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace for a wide-ranging interview. The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet as he looks toward the next 2 years of his administration. Changes might include White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, along with the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirsten Nelson.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
Turning now to your money, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Where's Jerry?
What?
Anybody seen Jerry? Where's Jerry?
He's finally cracked. Call somebody. Talking to his imaginary friend Jerry.
Yes, right. Actually, I was trying to get Daisy to go out in the snow and pee. I rescued her from a puppy mill in Alabama, so she's never seen snow before, and she doesn't know what to make of it.
It's fun when dogs see snow for the first time. Our little guy's from Puerto Rico, so once it hit 70, he was like, this is cold. Like, what's going on? So and the snow just totally tripped him up. Yeah.
All right, so Victoria, what do you have that's cooking that you want us to know about?
Well, how about a feel-good story, right? We could use a feel-good story. And
absolutely.
This is a nice one. So a woman who won nearly $350 million with a Powerball ticket has decided to give back to charitable organizations. This is nice to hear. So we don't normally, you know, people normally either want to remain anonymous or they start some sort of a trust fund and buy a mansion. But this lady, her name is Laren West. She is 51 years old. She is from Redfield, Iowa. And she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she told Ellen that she has decided to pick her favorite charities and to give away a lot of this money, including $500,000 to a veterans group. She used some of the money to go to the Callum Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. And it provides grants to areas including poverty and hunger, education, animal welfare, and veterans affairs. The Callum Foundation is a special dedication to her late grandson, whom she lost when he was only one day old. So she made this $500,000 donation in his name. And then she donated another $500,000 to the Travis Mill Foundation, which is a rehabilitation center to support veterans and their families. And she says veterans affairs are very important to her because she comes from a military family. Her father served in Vietnam, and her brothers also served in the military. She won the October 27th drawing, and she's a single mother of three. She had just bought her first home. She took a break from unpacking to get a slice of pizza at Casey's convenience store when she purchased the winning ticket. $350 million later.
Good for her. Good for her. Yep, good story. That's always good to hear the good stories about the winners here. Speaking of people in the news, Ralph Lauren, first American fashion designer to be given an honorary knighthood, 79 years old, made an honorary knight commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. An official said Lauren was selected to get the honor because of his contributions to the fashion world, the business world, along with his philanthropic work. I was thinking about this as you were talking about that lady and her philanthropy. You know, if you have money, you can avoid, even if you're not smart or you don't care, if you are conscious at all and you want to find a good charity or a number of good charities, most people, I don't know whether people know this or they don't know it, but 30%, you can deduct 30% of your taxable, not income, but what you owe as a tax. So let's say you made, for argument's sake, $1 million. And your tax on $1 million is $300,000. Then instead of paying the $300,000, you can give $90,000 away to charity and only have to pay $210,000 in tax. It's a good incentive. It ought to be, I think, more. It should be 100%, if, depending on what the charity is. But then you get into that whole area of, you know, whose charity is better than another charity and yada, yada, yada. So if it's 501c3 legitimate charity, then you give to it. But I think a lot of people, even in the money world, if you don't have a good accountant or somebody who is interested in a lot of different things other than just what you have to pay, how you can modify your taxable what the equivalent is. I mean, you got to still pay the money. You got to do something with it. But why not do something good instead of giving it to the damn government to waste? That's the way I look at it. Every time I send a check to the government in taxes, I think, oh my God, this money is going to be wasted on this, that, or the other thing. And I'd rather give it to some charity that I know is going to use it well, as long as you're comfortable with the charity. That doesn't include the Red Cross in my book. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. So
I think Joe Walsh, we talked about Joe Walsh, I think last week with his veterans, his concert for vets, and the way that they have decided to disperse the money that they raise, I thought was really great. They specifically targeted small to medium-sized veterans charities all throughout the Midwest, where they're run by veterans, first of all. He makes sure that, you know, there's some word of mouth that they checked with other veterans to make sure it was legitimate, that the charity actually is helping veterans. I think that, you know, with a little bit of research, there are so many incredible charities out there. One of my favorites is called Paws and Stripes, and it's veterans. It's an Arizona group. It's completely volunteer based, and they take veterans and they pair them with shelter dogs, and they train the dogs to be emotional support animals for the veterans. So it's a win-win for shelter dogs and for veterans. To me, like, it doesn't get any better than that. So there are so many great charities out there. With a little bit of research, you can find one that really, touches home.
You know, we talk a lot about the veterans and how they're being taken care of, and there are, you're right, Victoria, a lot of good 501c3 organizations that help veterans. I thought it was interesting this week with an update to federal regs letting states request Medicaid reimbursement for certain mental health services that weren't covered previously. The Center for Medicaid and Medicare, and you know the usual whoever they Medicare, Medicaid, announced the change means that states can now ask for a Medicaid waiver to pay for short-term stays at mental health facilities. The first step in the right direction. I bring it up because we have so many people in the service that have mental health issues, and we have a lot of people in the general population that have mental health issues. States have not been allowed heretofore to use Medicaid funding for those kinds of services, and nobody knows why. There's no good reason why you ought not to be. I mean, this is, again,
that's what those services should be for. That's
of
what the money should
is.
Go to. Your and especially since
health.
A lot of our veterans are on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, 10 million American adults have some kind of mental illness. Less than two-thirds of them receive any mental health services, which is part of the problem with the gun play that is around, in my estimation. I think that's part of the, you know, recognizing and doing something about it. It's there's still a taboo on it, and there ought not to be. It's pretty, there are meager excuses these days for not having good mental health, not taking care of yourself, getting therapy, seeing somebody, understanding what goes on in your head as well as what goes on in your body. All right. People in the News, part two. The ex-girlfriend of Diddy. Her
oh,
name
this
is
Kim a crazy story.
Porter, mother of three of his children. Found dead at the age of 47.
Do we know how she died? Cardiac arrest, but
wow.
Apparently
pneumonia.
she had the flu for a few weeks, and a friend of hers told the police that she had called her doctor just the day before she died and complained that she wasn't getting any better. So they think maybe she had pneumonia, and I didn't know pneumonia could give you cardiac arrest, but they think it's somehow
pneumonia is
related
dangerous stuff, man.
To that, you know,
pneumonia
that.
Is not pneumonia is something that happens as you get older, become more susceptible to it. Your lungs fill up, your heart can't work, so it's a double whammy.
Yeah. It's not extra good. Sad. Just she has twin daughters with Diddy who are only 11. I mean, it's sad when any kid of any age loses their parent, but 11-year-old girls losing their mother. It's just
and she
awful.
Was only 47, so it's not like you would expect to lose your mom. Anywhere around
right.
that time.
Of course, yeah.
All right, in a moment, we're going to find out the results of a survey on men with beards. Are they or aren't they? 44 past the hour on the DJV show.
Insight Daily Radio.
A Christmas city is big and beautiful.
In the tradition of You've Got Mail in Sweet Home, Alabama, a new holiday movie release entitled Christmas on the Coast tells the story of tough and cynical New York celebrity novelist Drusinda Drew Cassidine, who is famous for romance stories but is desperate after a string of flops. With her publisher about to drop her, she has just weeks to turn out a bestseller. To spark her creativity, Drew retreats to her childhood home on the ocean for the holidays. As the coastal town prepares for Christmas, Drew struggles to write while a flood of emotions come over her. When handsome local widower Bryson Flynn enters her life, raw fiction turns to real romance on the southern shore, with an unexpected twist no one saw coming. We spoke with actors Julianne Emery and Burgess Jenkins about their roles in this soon-to-be classic holiday movie.
The death of Drew's father still exists for her in this place, and it colors how she sees everyone there and everything there. And a lot of the movie is about Drew really coming to terms with the loss of her dad and separating that from this beautiful place that is actually her home but that she ran away from.
I think for Bryson, he spent so much of his time wrapped up in his work and his drive and his desires, and then when he has this realization that people are what matters and simplicity and all of that, he embraces this small town that has done that before he ever got there. So I think he just feels at home.
That's actors Julianne Emery and Burgess Jenkins on their new holiday movie, Christmas on the Coast, which premieres Sunday, November 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's more at insp.com and christmasonthecoastmovie.com. Insight Daily Radio.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist, elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, you've seen this story of men with beards. And whether or not this study suggests that beards are more attractive, I'm thinking about the men that I know. I know Kara's father has a beard, but Lewis doesn't have a beard. And
yeah, he does.
He does? He didn't have a beard when I saw him.
Yeah, yes, he does. He's had a beard for 3 years.
Lewis had a beard when I saw him that night?
It's not a beard like Kara's dad. It doesn't hang down below his chin, but he has a full beard.
Scruff. He does?
No, it's a full, like, trimmed beard.
Huh. I didn't remember that at all about him.
Well, you thought I was wearing a green dress, so you're way off whenever you see us.
Thank you.
Doug just imagines what he wants.
He does.
All right, Jeff doesn't have a beard.
No, but I kind of like it when he does let the stubble grow.
Really?
I like facial hair. I think I like facial hair better than clean shaven, absolutely.
Really?
This is a study that was published by the Journal of Evolutionary Biology, and it asked 8,500 women to rate men on their attractiveness as a long-term romantic partner. So if you're interested in how the results came out, number one most popular or most attractive to women was heavy stubble, meaning 10 days. That's what I totally agree with. Two is a full beard. Three is light stubble. Nobody likes that. It looks dirty. And four is clean shaven. So beards were more attractive to women who are considering long-term mates because they indicate a male's ability to successfully compete socially with other males for resources. How about that? We go back to our hunter-gatherer phase.
I like those masculine men. That's true.
Really?
Huh? No more of the metrosexual stuff. That's gone. Thank God.
So I'm not supposed to shave anymore? Is that the deal?
I like, let it go.
I don't like a beard. I find it itchy and uncomfortable, so that's why I'm clean shaven as much as I
can. Well, if you
else.
Want to be the sexiest,
so I think I look
be.
Better.
Let it go.
I think I look better with a clean face.
Well,
she's a picture that I posted
on my
Facebook.
But you're also a silver fox, so,
yeah, so it makes
nobody
you older
really
if you let your beard grow.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. To continue in the same vein as to what works and what doesn't work, if ladies don't have a good romantic life, the men in your life seem to be a little off, it's because of your mothers. You can blame your mother for what happens in the mate department.
Hmm. Can we not the guys if they're a little off?
Yeah, right.
Well, the way you pick them, in a manner of speaking, if you don't like your mother, or your mother wasn't warm and loving, I guess that has some impact on it.
So if you're not close with your mother, you're bad at picking a mate, is what it says.
That's so interesting, because I feel like normally we blame that on daddy issues. You know, if you have problems with your dad or you had a bad relationship, then you'll pick a guy who's like him, or you'll have trouble with romantic relationships.
Right.
Interesting.
10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
DJV program, Doug Steffen here with Christina Rodriguez, who is the Coors Light Leader of the Year, president and co-founder of Mind and Melody. We're going to focus on music and how it improves the quality of your life. Coors has a program that recognizes and highlights the achievements of emerging Latino leaders through this online public voting competition, a national campaign, community outreach, that sort of thing. So I understand, Christina, you have been named the Coors Light Leader of the Year. What does that mean to you? What's this all about?
I won the award for the Coors Light Leader of the Year, and the Coors Light Leaders program helps emerging Latino leaders across the country, like myself, who are dedicated to improving their community. The program highlights 12 Latino leaders every year, and the Leaders participate in a month campaign to raise awareness about the work that they're doing in the community. So the leader with the most votes during that month receives $25,000 for the community program.
So you have gotten the $25,000 for your program. What are you doing? What is the outreach in you made reference to your community. How describe the community for us, will you?
Transform the lives of individuals with dementia through music, and we team up young adults and people experiencing dementia to create a collaborative music experience. So I've created this organization called the Mind and Melody, and we will be using the $25,000 to expand our music programs into healthcare facilities and at home.
How many different people are nominated for this every year, and how long has this been going on?
Has been going on since 2006, and every year 12 Latino leaders are highlighted, and the great part is that the community really is able to nominate the líderes. It can be anyone that is doing work to advance and solve issues in their community. And actually, the application for the nominations is going to be open in February 2019. And you can visit CoresLideres.com to stay up to date and nominate Latino leaders in your community that are doing great work.
Coors Light, LIDERES is the way to spell it. For those who aren't getting LIDERES, Coors Light Lideres. The use of the word community, I was sort of there a few minutes ago with you. When you say people in the community can nominate, I don't know what that means. Does that mean local community? A lot of times people refer to their group, if you will, like the Latino group that you're referring to, as the community. So where does the nomination come from?
So the nomination comes from anyone basically around the country. It could be an individual, it could be a nonprofit organization that nominates a Latino leader that is helping the community.
All right, spend a minute talking about how music goes, the program to help you and people with dementia that you are in this program. How does it work? What kind of music are you using? How does it help people who have this horrible disease?
Absolutely. So when people generally hear that somebody has Alzheimer's, they may think that it's just memory loss, but it's so much more than that. They begin to lose a piece of themselves, their personality, their humor, and things that, you know, the ability to do things that we do every day and that we don't even think about. But what's magical is that music can bring back some of those parts that may have seemed lost forever. And what we do is we bring in young adults, and we pair them with individuals that are experiencing dementia and Alzheimer's at healthcare facilities and at home to create this experience for them. And, you know, one really special moment that is very dear to me is of this gentleman. His name is David, and he often would sit in the corner of the room. He would not engage in any of the musical activities that we had. We had, you know, tambourines, maracas, drums, keyboards. It was a very colorful and lively room, but he would just keep his eyes closed. He was in a wheelchair, and one day we brought in we found out that he was a professional violinist. So we brought in a viola, and we put it in his hand, and he began to play flawlessly. He could play by ear. It was the first time that I had seen him smile, that I was able to ask him, David, how are you doing? And he actually said, oh, I'm doing great. And it was the first time that I saw the real David.
That's sweet. Great story. Christina, thank you. Congratulations on winning the Coors Light Leader of the Year Award. Christina Rodriguez here with us on the DJV program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.